The U.S. has sent an extra 160 troops to a military air base east of Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's western province of Anbar. And the expansion of the U.S. presence in Anbar comes as it's pushing to limit the presence of Iraqi volunteer forces in Anbar and their participation in their decisive battles to liberate the rest of the province. Press TV's Atif Ahmed has more from Baghdad.
In recent weeks, Iraqi forces have surrounded the two main Daesh stronghold cities of Fallujah and Ramadi in Anbar. Despite the development, 0 hour is yet to be declared. This as the U.S. has recently expanded its presence in the Al-Habbaniya military base, some 20 kilometers east of Ramadi in Anbar. However, in recent days, the popular mobilization units backing the Iraqi forces against Daesh terrorists have accused the U.S. of exerting pressure on Baghdad to further stall the military advances in Anbar. The Americans are reportedly not too thrilled about the participation of volunteer forces in the battles to liberate the rest of province.
The popular mobilization units are still in Anbar and will continue to be there. We are an Iraqi military institution and our presence there is at the demand of the commander-in-chief of armed forces and at the demand of the people of Anbar.
Iraqi lawmakers stress that Baghdad cannot cave under U.S. pressure.
The Iraqi government will not respond to any U.S. pressures. They cannot settle the battle with Daesh in Anbar except through ground operations. Only the Iraqi ground forces can take part in these operations.
Iraqi volunteer forces also assert that though the role of the U.S.-led coalition may be helpful, it is neither necessary nor effective in defeating Daesh once and for all.
The real need is for the Iraqi Air Force aerial cover. This is more than enough for the ground troops, both the Iraqi army and the PMUs. If it were up to us, we would have advised that we are needless of the coalition forces.
The U.S. pressure to limit the presence of popular mobilization units in Anbar comes as Washington is pressing on Iraqi factions to pass a controversial draft of a National Guard law. The current draft advises that each province establishes National Guards from the same province who answer to provincial officials only. This formula was seen by many as a recipe for infighting and division among Iraqis. With the recent U.S. pressures on Baghdad, the question of whether or not Washington wants to defeat Daesh or merely prolong the conflict has been raised yet again. But for now, officials confirm that the popular mobilization units will not be retreating from Anbar anytime soon. Atif Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.